Welcome to the audio study guide for the module Our Living Earth. So what is environmental science? The environment is all of the living and non-living factors that influence an organism. Science is a methodical, evidence-driven approach to explaining the natural world around us. So put these terms together and you can see that environmental science is a broad field of study. Ecology and the study of ecosystems play an important role in the study of environmental science, since it is the study of organisms and their interactions with the environment. We often regard nature as being in some kind of delicate balance, and any change to be a disturbance to that balance. But is this the truth? Actually, nature is and always has been an ever-changing sequence of causes and effects. Given enough information about as many of the variables as we can account for, it can even be somewhat predictable. Today we are becoming more aware, based on scientific data, that humans are playing an ever-increasing role in the system. The evidence is mounting that the exponential growth of our species is taking a toll on our supply of natural resources. If we do not change our present course, some predictions suggest that our species will experience a collapse in natural resources along with the planet, poisoned by the pollution caused by the collection and use of those natural resources. So what can we do about this? Based on a mountain of evidence, our species seems to be at the root of the current problems our environment is experiencing. If we want our species to survive, then we need to start practicing sustainable use of our natural resources. So what is sustainability? Many of our resources are naturally replenished. These renewable resources include wind power, solar power, agricultural crops, and even animal populations. These do not include the non-renewable resources like fossil fuel that take too long to replenish, and metallic minerals that are truly finite. So to start with, we need to limit our use to the rate at which the particular resource can replenish itself. In other words, if we use the sustainable yield of a resource, we can reduce environmental degradation. So will this be enough to solve the problem? We cannot eliminate environmental degradation entirely by reducing our use of resources to sustainable levels, because we are not only removing natural resources, but we are also causing various chemical and physical changes to the environment. This is pollution. It is easy to imagine pollution when thinking about oil refineries and car exhaust fumes. Let's think of the pollution involved in the production or use of more innocuous things like the ice in your glass or the air conditioner in your house or office. What resources are you using to create the ice or to run the air conditioner? What pollution are these causing? The pollution involved is less obvious, but no less significant, especially since these are the things that you have more control over. Our impact on the environment may be impossible to quantify exactly, but we can estimate our ecological footprint based on the amount of natural resources used and the resulting pollution. But do all countries leave the same size footprint? Developed countries generally have a much greater footprint than developing countries because they are full of affluent consumers. The more a person or a country consumes, the greater their footprint. Developing countries have the majority of the population, but their poverty plays a significant role because their priority is survival in the short term. Of course, this all begins with the per capita ecological footprint. So really, it all starts with you. You need to decide what your environmental worldview is and how you will act. An environmental worldview is what you decide your role is, based on your values and opinions. So take some time now to think about what the size of your ecological footprint might be. Try to think about how the things you use or consume contribute to environmental degradation.